say he's touchy or touches or
touchy.
And someone was about to lose their temper, you might tell them to just
calm down.
Okay. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired, worn out.
Okay. And say if someone had been well and all of a sudden you hear they've got some disease, you might ask, well, when was it that they
what? Taken sick.
Okay. And say if a person went outside and then started to in bad weather and came in sneezing, you'd say that he
took a cold, we ought to know better than going out in the cold.
Okay. And he couldn't talk right then, you'd say he was
sick.
Or he had a cold and
down his throat.
And
his tonsils.
Yeah, but his voice, it affected his voice.
His voice.
Okay. And if you go like that, you say you have a
bad cold.
Okay. Say if you had gotten someone some medicine and you went in and you still saw the medicine there, you might ask, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person might say, well, an hour ago I
taken it.
And in another hour I'll
take another dose.
And somebody who can't hear anything at all
is deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
sweating.
And a sore that comes to a head.
We call it festing.
Any other terms?
Inflammation.
Well, you know, the little
pimples like in there. Pus.
That's what's inside it. Well, what do you call the whole thing? You
say sore.
What about carbuncle or rising?
Yeah. You call it a rising. Sore.
What about bull?
Carbuncle.
Bull? Would you call it a bull?
Well, I haven't heard it called that. Maybe I have learned that.
When you open a blister, the stuff that drains out.
Fluid.
Okay. And you say a bee stung me in my hand.
It's swollen.
And yesterday, when the bee stung me, my hand
swelled up.
And it
pain. Pain.
And you say, if a bee stings you, then your hand will
swell up.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor.
Don't they bleed to death?
To look at the
wound.
You know, sometimes a wound won't heal back right. You know what that's called? When it sort of it gets this
an infection.
Or do you ever hear it called some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
And say if you cut your finger, a brown medicine you could put on it that stings.
I do.
And a real white, real bitter white powder. People used to take.
And if they said powder, they're taking it. Did they take the powder?
Yeah, well, what's the most bitter medicine you remember?
Quinine.
What's that?
Quinine.
And?
White powder. I forgot about that. It's been so long since I had
it. What did they used to take it for?
Fever.
Did it work very well?
Yeah, it did. And mix it with a salve, like Vaseline, or either lard or something like that. And grease the child down with it and wrap it up good, and then the scene that would sweat the fever out of it.